Good morning, good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, but beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today, and I hope you are excited today. Because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful. Be happy. Continually give God that sacrifice of praise. Praise Him. Thank Him. Be joyous. Stand in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made you free. Stand, it's that freedom to go where one wants. Stand in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made you free, and be not entangled again with the weight or the yoke of the bondage, which is the servitude to the law. You are freed from the law. And Christ died for that freedom, and you're chosen. Thank God that you're chosen, and thank God that I'm chosen. It's a beautiful position to be in. Over the weekend, I can't kick this little sickness thing, but I'm just very, very thankful for everything that's going on and everything that's going on in my life. We're very, very blessed. We're very blessed. And if you take the time to kind of think of the things that God's given you and how He's taking care of you and the prayers that He's answered, I'm sure there's a million. And it's wild because there's so many people on earth that believe God, and He knows every single hair on your head. He knows everything that's going on in your life. And we have a big God, the God of Jacob. He's going to take care of you. I was reading in Ecclesiastes this morning, and I'm just going to read. I haven't done this in a while, but if you go to chapter 5, verse 1, it says, "Keep thy foot when thou goest to the house of God, and be more ready to hear or obey than to give sacrifice of fools, for they consider not that they do evil. Be not rash with thy mouth, and let not thine heart be hasty to utter anything before God, for God is in heaven, and thou upon the earth. Therefore, let thy words be few." Are you open to hearing God's voice? Are you open to listening? This word, the word of God, it comes out from God, is spoken of God, and you have that reconnection to God. It's the reconciliation. This is the word of the reconciliation, the spoken word, as connected to the inner thoughts of the reconciliation or the reconnecting. But you also have that in your heart. Do you take these things? Do you listen? Do you apply them in your life? It's wonderful what God's done for us. If you jump down to verse 7, it says, "For in the multitude of dreams and many words, there are also great vanity, but fear thou God. If thou seest the oppression of the poor and the violent perverting of judgment and justice in a province, marvel not at that matter. For he that is higher than the highest regardeth, and there be higher than they." I love this because you don't need to put on injustice in your life and dwell on the injustice of what's going on in the world or in a province or anywhere. Stand in the liberty. You can be freed from these thoughts. God sees what's going on. There's higher and higher and higher and higher. And ultimately, God knows what's going on. You pray about it. You lift it up to God in the name of Jesus Christ, but you don't need to dwell on it in your life. Your life better is the sight of the eyes, which I'm going to go over. You have a life that's going on in your life. You don't need to worry about other people's problems outside of praying for them, lifting them up in the name of Jesus Christ. "When goods increase, they are increased that eat them. And what good is there to the owners thereof, saving the beholding of them with their eyes? The sleep of a laboring man is sweet, whether he eat little or whether he eat much. But the abundance of the rich will not suffer him to sleep." When goods increase, they are increased to eat them. I've seen this in our business. We can continue to grow and grow and grow and grow, but the only thing that happens is you just hire more people. And then you're taking care of more. It's just be thankful for what you have. Be thankful. If you go to verse 10, "He that loveth silver shall not be satisfied with silver, nor he that loveth abundance with increase. This is also vanity." And I always think this is so interesting, because if you love something, you can never get more. You can't stop getting more of it. You're never going to stop the urge to want more. But if you recognize that, if you love nice cars, the nice car is not going to stop you from wanting another nice car. You got to be settled in your mind. Be thankful for the things that God gives you in this life. You can want more, that's fine, but be thankful for what you have now. I want to finish up with this. If you go to verse 9 of chapter 6, Better is the sight of the eyes for what's seen thereby than the wandering of the desire than what's pursued thereby. This is also vanity and a vexation of spirit. Better is the sight of the eyes. Stay focused on what you see for what's seen thereby than the pursuit of something else. If you find yourself to be the type of person that's constantly living in the future and in the pursuit, it is not biblical. You got to change your heart, change your mind. Better is the sight of the eyes right now by what's seen thereby than the wandering of the desire. Stay in the love of God. Stand in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made you free, but put this stuff in your mind. Change who you are based on what the Word says. Start feeding yourself with this stuff. This is what brings life to your life. It's the Word. Have a beautiful day today. Pray the big prayers. When you pray to God. You lift it up in the name of Jesus Christ. You never pray to Jesus Christ. It's not biblical. It won't go anywhere. Have a beautiful day today. God bless you and your family, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Oh, I cannot hear the singers cry. Smell the sea and feel the sky.
Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much for everything you do for us. I pray for what's going on, that you just stop a war, Father. And I thank you that you just continually do the things that you need to do to just create peace. I thank you again for my family. I thank you for each and every believer out there in our country, that you take care of them and that you bless them. I thank you for just everything that you've given us, everything that you've given me. I pray for those people that work with us, that you take care of them. And I thank you for my family and for getting everybody home safe and for my sister being home. Again, I just thank you for a great day, and I lift everything up to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.